John chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. Then Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has reserved it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Then a great crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came, not because of Jesus only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests took counsel to kill Lazarus also.
The Jewish priests took counsel that they might kill Lazarus, who testified to the resurrection power of the Lord. He was an evident and strong testimony of the Lord's resurrection power. The rejection of the Lord by Judaism was a negative issue, but there was also a positive issue brought forth by the Lord's being life to people. A home for him in his rejection, a place where he could rest, feast, dwell, and be satisfied. In chapter 12, we see that the Lord has come out and has hidden himself from the religion that rejected him and has come into a home of his Jewish believers in Bethany. By making himself the resurrection life to his believers, he found a home. This home may be considered a shadow of his church. On the one hand, he was rejected by Judaism and gave it up. On the other hand, he obtained a home where he could stay and rest. He had a place where he could feast and be satisfied. Formerly, the Lord had nowhere that he may lay his head. But now, after raising Lazarus from the dead, he obtained a place for resting and feasting. After the Jewish religion had rejected him, he was no longer willing to stay in Jerusalem. Although there was nothing outwardly attractive about that little house, inwardly, it was filled with feasting, resting, and satisfaction. Not only the Lord Jesus was feasting and resting, but so was everyone else who was there. It must be this way in a church life. When you look at the church life outwardly, nothing is attractive. Neither the building, nor the chairs, nor anything may seem to be very good. Outwardly, everything may be poor. Inwardly, however, everything is precious, sweet, and dear. We have the sweet sensation that we are with the Lord, and that the Lord is with us. He is feasting with us, and we are feasting with Him. Both He and we are resting. Everyone is at rest, and everyone is satisfied. This is the church life.